Okay, so you have your settings the way you want, and you know the duration you want to examine. So what should you look at? In addition to instantaneous rate, basin average QPE, and basin average FFG, FFMP has two other options for what can be displayed in the table: ratio and difference. By default, these two take into account the flash flood guidance values, and thus are useful for analyzing exceedance threat. So let's take a look. For ratio, it is QPE divided by flash flood guidance. So as ratio approaches and exceeds 100%, that means QPE is near or exceeding FFG, and thus the theoretical flash flood threat increases. To calculate the difference, it is QPE minus flash flood guidance. So as difference approaches zero or becomes positive, similarly, the theoretical flash flood threat increases. But remember, all QPE sources have uncertainty, and RFC flash flood guidance accuracy varies significantly across the country and over time. So you may find that ratio and difference warning thresholds vary from office to office. For instance, at some WFOs, flash flooding may typically start at 0.5 inches over flash flood guidance, while another may start near flash flood guidance. But let's take a minute to review an example of QPE, ratio, and difference values.